Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 11th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Changes in hemodynamics, cardiac energetics, and cell signaling pathways induced by 5-ACMO, with or without left ventricular active unloading. Veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, VAECMO, commonly used in refractory cardiogenic shock, is known to exacerbate left ventricular loading conditions and impair cardiac energetics. Adjunctive left ventricular unloading strategies are frequently combined with 5-AECMO to counteract these negative effects. These strategies, including intra-aortic balloon pump, IABP, or Impella, aim to enhance myocardial recovery through activation of cardioprotective pathways. This approach directly addresses the recognized myocardial strain induced by 5-AECMO, Article number 2. Heart rate in early rhythm control therapy in patients with atrial fibrillation. Current clinical recommendations advise preventing high heart rates in atrial fibrillation, AF, to reduce AF-related symptoms and morbidity. However, robust evidence demonstrating a strong relationship between lower heart rate during AF and a reduction in symptoms or cardiovascular complications is notably lacking. This analysis specifically compared patient symptoms, treatment strategies, and a composite endpoint of cardiovascular death, stroke, or hospitalization with worsening heart failure. It highlighted an ongoing clinical gap regarding optimal heart rate targets in early rhythm control therapy. Article number 3. From Representation to Reform, a qualitative study of gender equity in interventional cardiology. Women represent fewer than 5% of practicing interventional cardiologists in the United States. The WECARE study, through semi-structured interviews with 18 women interventional cardiology attendings and fellows, identified 5 major themes. These themes comprehensively characterize the unique career experiences, challenges, and support systems for women within the interventional cardiology subspecialty. This qualitative research provides specific insights into gender equity dynamics and potential areas for reform in the field. Article number 4. Comprehensive assessment of left ventricular function and exercise endurance in patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The combined application of left ventricular pressure strain loop and cardiopulmonary exercise testing. The study utilized a comprehensive approach to assess left ventricular function and exercise endurance in 55 patients with non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This assessment combined left ventricular pressure strain loop and cardiopulmonary exercise testing. Researchers explored correlations between maximum left ventricular wall thickness and various clinical echocardiographic and cardiopulmonary exercise testing parameters. This methodological integration provides a thorough evaluation framework for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy patients. Article number 5. Peripheral perfusion index as a marker of hypoperfusion in heart failure. Current heart failure guidelines advocate for hemodynamic assessment based on 4 clinical profiles: dry warm, wet warm, dry cold, and wet cold. However, evaluation of perfusion status often receives less attention due to a recognized absence of simple and reliable physical indicators. This study focused on the perfusion index, a non-invasive parameter derived from the ratio of pulsatile to non-pulsatile blood flow, as a potential marker for detecting hypoperfusion in heart failure patients. It addressed a crucial diagnostic gap in routine clinical assessment. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.